Der Rav Mord aufgeschlitten. Beschuss der Chosche der Zibel. Probably the most important thing is to bring out the Chshivis of the days that are left of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And one should realize the Matana HaGedoila that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us in these days. Pasuk says, Pasuk we say twice a day, three times a day, V'man yirbu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem ala adomo, asher nishba Hashem laviseichem kimei ha-shamayim ala oretz. The words kimei ha-shamayim ala oretz need an explanation. What does it mean, kimei ha-shamayim ala oretz? There's many ways to explain it in Mefarshim. The Yishalmi, Perek Aleph, the Mesechtes Baruches, Halacha Aleph, tells us, the Ovois Agdoshim lived 500 years, and the Merchok, the distance between Eretz and Shemayim, is 500 years. The Yishalmi asks, the Ovois Agdoshim lived 502 years, not 500 years, if you'll add up to 175, 180, 147, it's 502. So why do you say that the Ovois Agdoshim lived 500 years? Ben Avram Hiker Zbeirei Ben Sholeh Shonem, which means in the third year of his life. So the first 2 years of Avram Avinu are not counted. We only have 500 years of the Ovis HaGadoshim that are counted. And that's what the Pasuk means. Kimei HaShamayim Al Eretz. The distance that there is between Shamayim and Eretz is 500 years. That's the Yimei Aviseichem. That's how the Yishalmi brings Pshat in this Pasuk. The Heilige Bnei Yisoschal, the Heilige Chassam Sofer, tell us Dvorim Nifloim based on this Yerushalmi. We find in the Torah Agdeisha the Chet of Meraglim. The Einish on the Chet of Meraglim was Yoim Lashana, Yoim Lashana. For every single day that the Meraglim went, they were punished a year. We know a Klal based on the Aseres HaDibreis that Midot Teiva Meruba Mimidois Peronius Chamesh Meyois Pomen. Midot Teiva, the good, is meruba chamesh meis pomem. On a chet it says, poiket avein oves albonim al shileshim valibayim. A chet goes for 4 deiris. Teiv goes lap for 2,000 deiris. So we know the difference of piroi na teiv. The payment of good is 500 times more than the payment of bad. So zok de heilige chsam sefer. If so, if you were paid for a chet yoim lashana, for a day that's complete, for a day that's 24 hours of Avedis Hashem, what is the payment of a day, 24 hours of Avedis Hashem? 500 times what the payment for a chet of a day. So 500 years one gets for every day of Avedis Hashem. For a day in Avedis Hashem, the peroyin of schal is 500 years. That's the posik leman yirbu yimeichem. How could it be leman yirbu yimeichem? If you'll be Mekayim Ukshartem, V'limadetem, you'll be Mekayim the mitzvahs. You will have that your days will be Kimei HaShemayim Al Eretz. From one day in your life of doing mitzvahs, you will get 500 years like the Peroin Aschal. That itself is a Meredik in Nekuda. Let us build on this Nekuda before we go further. Let us build on this Nekuda Adova Nifla. Mesechtes Yuma is really called Mesechtes Yoima. Why is it called Mesechtes Yoima? Kadmoinim bring that because Yom Kippur is a day that's a complete day for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All year our days are taken with other interests. Yom Kippur is a day that from the beginning of Yom Kippur to the end of Yom Kippur, we have one day that's completely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us Mesechtes Nedarim, HaSoton is Begematria Yeshin Samach Dalet. The day of Yom Kippur, he doesn't have a koyach to be masten. So we have a koyach on that day with the Ari Yitzhara. The Rabban writes in Pashas Achrei Mois V'Shem Pirkei the Rabbe Lezer that on Yom Kippur we are doyme to Malachim. We are doyme to Malachim Yom Kippur. It's a day completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Kippur. We have one day a year that we could take the day and be a bar beirav the Chad Yoyma. We could be completely miyuchet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that day. So what is the peroyim for that day? The peroim for that day is the mahaloch from Shamayim, from Eretz to Shamayim. 500 years, like we just heard from the Chassam Sefer, from the Bnei Yitzchak. What do we gain in that? What does that teach us? Every single person in this world is made up of a guf and is made up of a neshama. Every person in this world has an aveda to go from his guf to his neshama, to elevate himself, to elevate himself from chaye artzius, from chaye guf, to live chaye neshama. That's our aveda. It's a very hard aveda. I heard from the Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, Zecher Tzadik Levaracha. Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom create gravity? Gravity, a person wants to jump, he falls back down. Why is that? To teach a person that to pick himself up from artzius, to pick yourself up from gashmius, is a very hard job. Gashmius pulls. Gashmius has a koyach to pull you down. Artzius pulls you down. One has to elevate himself from eretz to shamayim, from earth to himmel. Hashamayim, the Heilige Sfasema says, is begamatria neshama. Neshama is the hashamayim in a person. The neshama is vayipach ba'apov nishmat chayim. Chazal tell us, what is the neshama? Chelik alakayim imal vayipach man de nofach. When a person gave the neficha midaleka nofach. Kaviyocho, when the Beir Olam was vayipach, he gave into every yid a chelik alakayim imal. Hashamayim, you have in yourself a chelik shamayim, a chelik alikus. And you have a guf that the Rebbeinu Shlomo made. Yitzel, from where do he take you? Menu Adama, Afa Menu Adama, Artzius. The Aveda from a person is to elevate himself from Eretz to Shamayim. That Aveda from Eretz to Shamayim is a Mahalach of Chamesh Meis Shana. It's an Aveda of hard Aveda. Just like going from Eretz to Shamayim is an Aveda of Chamesh Meis Shana, so too to go from Artzius, from the Koyach of Artzius, from the Kesha to Artzius, from being connected to Artzius, to be pulled to Gashmius, to elevate yourself to Ruchnius, is a work of 500 years. It's a Mahalach Chamesh Me'er Shana. Who gave us that Aveda for every Yid? Who gave us that Koyach? The Avos HaKadoshim lived 500 years on this world. That's the Avos HaKadoshim gave us 500 years Yerusha, that every single Yid has the ability to take that trip of 500 years from Eretz to Shamayim, because in every Yid there's a Yerusha Elekei Avraham, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov. In every Yid there's a Yerusha of the Avos HaKadoshim. And every Yid has in himself the Koyach of the Avos HaKadoshim to take him that trip of 500 years, the Mahalach Chamesh Meis Shana from Eretz and Shamayim. Comes Yom Kippur, a day that has a Peroyin of 500 days. Because do you know what Yom Kippur could do for a person? You know what a person can do for Yom Kippur on one day Yom Kippur? He can take that trip. That trip that's so hard to take. That trip to take from Eretz to Shamayim, to make that change, to make that nituk, to pull yourself away from Artzius, and to be able to connect yourself to Shamayim, which is such a hard job every other day of the year. Yom Kippur, which is a Yom, which has the peroyin of Chamesh Me'er Shana, that day gives you the peroyin of 500 years, meaning that you have the ability to go that length of a mahalach of Chamesh Me'er Shana, from Gashmius to Ruchnius, from Eretz to Shamayim. That's what a person can elevate himself on the day of Yom Kippur. But there's a peladik Yechsam Sefer in Peres Moshe and Pashas Ekev, Dvorim Neiroim Admi Eid, to Taich Eposik in Tilim. And just to bring Simchas HaTeira to a person to see what a Matona Gedolei Yisrael had to see in a Posik. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, if I'm not mistaken, it's Kapitel Samach Aleph, Yomim Al Yimei Melech Toysif Shneisav Kemei Deir V'Deir. What does that Posik mean? Zok Deheilig Yichsan Sefer. What days are called Yimei Melech? Which days are Yimei Melech? Let us have a new name for Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Zok Deheilig Sefer. These are days of Yimei Melech. These are days that we say HaMelech HaKadosh. And not only we say HaMelech HaKadosh, we are osuk in making the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Melech. Our Aveda, these 10 days, are Aveda of Malchius, of being Mekabel on ourselves, El Malchus Shamayim. So what are these days? These days are Yimei Melech. These days are the days of the Melech, the days of HaMelech HaKadosh, when we are osuk from the morning till at night in one thing, in being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu ourselves, Abi marba kvod shamayim. That's the avodah of aseres yemei tshuva. Yemei melech. The avodah of a person is to add 2 days to aseres yemei tshuva. Yomim al yemei melech tosif. Add 2 days to aseres yemei tshuva. Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is a yom atainis, and it says in Tur that the Rebbeinu Shlomo Zmeichel a shlish of the avodah a medrash. And add Isru Chag of Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur, which this year is a very easy job, it's a Sunday, it's not a work day. Add the Motzi Yom Kippur, add the day after Yom Kippur to the Yemei Melech. Stand 1 day before and 1 day after. How many days do you have? 12 days. If these 12 days you will live, Zok Nehelech Ichsam Seifel, completely the way a Yid is supposed to live, what is the Piroim for 12 days of Avaida? 6,000 years. The whole Briya. Shnoisov kemoi der v'der. Then your years will be like all the days of the Briya. Yomim al yemei melech teisif. Add on 2 days to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Make the Aseres Yemei Tshuva 12 days. And you'll take the Aseres Yemei Tshuva and you'll make them 12 days. You'll have Shnoisov, your years will be kemeider v'der. Your years will be like the whole Beriah, like the Sheshes Alofim Shana of the Beriah. Tvom Neirom from Achsam Sefer Pshat Naposik. Hafla v'fela. But it teaches us what the days are. It teaches us the chshivis of a day. It teaches us the chshivis of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And the ability of Aseres Yemei Tshuva for a person to live a life of Yemei Melech. To live a life concentrating Antarka Melech Malcha Malacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dirshu Hashem B'Motzai. We are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these days. It's Yemei Melech. It's days that we have Malchius. And we have to be interested to live our life on such a Eifen. And that's the Peroin of these days. The Emes is, we can make a very simple Cheshbon. Without the Chsam Sefer. The Mishneh Berurah is Rabban Shal Yisrael. What the Mishneh Berurah brings, he brings it with Teiris Psak. And the Mishneh Berurah is matik eyaras dvash, that every day of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva has a special koyach to it. Tomorrow is Wednesday. One can take all the Wednesdays of the year and make a tikkun in all the Wednesdays of the year. Can one imagine? 52 Wednesdays went by since the year Yom Kippur, since a year ago Yom Kippur. 52 Wednesdays that need a tikkun. Nobody can say that he can bring a full day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu, it says, Avraham Zokim Bo Bayomim. Shteten Zoya HaKadosh. What does it mean, Bo Bayomim? He brought full days, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 24 hours, 60 minutes an hour. I heard from my father, Zecher Nevracha, on a Ora Niflo. He said once in a Shmus in Tevedas, a young man says, I'm 30 years old, I'm 40 years old. Can you tell me why you are 30 years old? With what are you 30 years old? You're living this minute. Why do you have 30 years behind you? If you used every minute for Nitzchias, you eternalized every minute of your life with a mitzvah, with Avdus Hashem, then your life, that minute is eternalized. You own it now. So when you're 30 years old, you have 30 years of Avedus Hashem that are eternal, that are Nitzchias, and you have them, so you're 30 years old. If a person could come up to Shamayim, and they should tell him, you only live 2 years on your life. I'll say, what do you mean? I'm 80 years old when I was Nifter. What does it mean I only lived 2 years? We will take all the days and the minutes and the hours that you did Dvarim Nitzchiyim, that you did Avdus Hashem, and we'll put it together, you lived 2 years, 3 years. It can be whatever it is. When the person lives Baba Yomim, he brought with every single day. The day is Bishleimus. Nobody can say on himself that he can take all the Wednesdays and the Thursdays and the Fridays of the past year and bring them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom HaDin with a Shleimus. Zog de Mishneh Berurah Rebishem de Yaretz Dvash, that on the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which have all the days of the year, from Shabbos till Friday, so we have all the days of the week, one can be misakein in 1 day, all the days of the past year. Every Wednesday, all the Wednesdays. Every Thursday, all the Thursdays. That's what it says in Mishneh Berurah B'Shem Diyaras Dvash. It means, take a simple cheshvan, every minute of the days that are left from Aseres Yemei Tshuva is 52 minutes. Every minute is 52 minutes. Every minute wasted is 52 minutes wasted. Every hour wasted is 52 hours wasted. Because in that hour you have a koyach to not only do that hour, you have a koyach to take all those days and put them back in place. So that's the koyach of the days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Without the cheshbon of the Chasam Sofer, what one can attain, how much a person can go, and how much a person's schar could be for Aseres Yimei Tshuva in the Yimei Melech. Just a simple Mishneh Berurah, looking at the Mishneh Berurah in the right light, seeing what aveda of a person is, and these Aseres Yimei Tshuva, what a person can attain, until what, to what degree a person can be mesaken in these days of the Maton of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The best way to understand what means using Aseres Yimei Tshuva and not using Aseres Yimei Tshuva. There's many mishalim. Everybody knows what the Balei Musar talk about when someone doesn't use Aseres Yimei Tshuva. There is a terrible lashon, a lashon that one chichap a tzitter and a shrek from a lashon in a meshach chochma and pashas nitzavim that puts it clearly for a person to understand. The Meshech Chochma writes in Pashas Nitzavim in Divrei Maschil Din V'Cheshbon, in the last three lines, comes Yom Kippur, the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you such a matana, a clean day, a pure day, a day that you could take everything and clean yourself completely. And a person doesn't use it. So the Meshech Chochma, not only didn't you use the ability to clean yourself, there's a terrible tviya on you. I gave you a Yom Kippur, and you didn't use the Yom Kippur. How could you do such a thing? The Meshech Chochma ends the piece and says, a person who doesn't use the Yom Kippur, mutiv loy, that he shouldn't live to Yom Kippur. Pachad nifla. It's better for a person not to come to Yom Kippur. It's mutiv loy in the lashon of the Meshech Chochma, sheyepech loy shel yosay alponov erev Yom Kippur, and not to live the Yom Kippur and not use the Yom Kippur. Because that's such a matana of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To understand what the Meshech Chochma means, how one can understand the tviya of not using a Yom Kippur, let us use what the Heilige Rav Shitzerov said. Let's understand, we'll walk into a Gadol B'Yisrael, to one of the Gedele Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shem was chayin our der, Gedele Yisrael, Ziknei Adair, who we mechuyiv to be mispalful day in and day out. And we'll walk into one of the Gedele Yisrael and they will give us his hand. And the person will take both of his hands and put it behind his back and not return the hand. Could you imagine the chutzpah? Could you imagine the bizoyin to a Gadol B'Yisrael? He gave you his hand and you put your hands behind your back. So the Heilige Rav Shitzerov, it says, Yemino Yad Yemino Pshuta Lekavel Shavim. The Rebbeinu Shel Kaviyochol takes his hand and sticks out his hand to you. If we don't take the Rebbeinu Shalom's hand, then it's Chas V'Shalom, that marshal that we just said, Pikama, the tviya on the person, the hand is here, the hand is waiting for you, and we're maminim b'nei maminim, that's Yad Yemina Pshuta L'Kabel Shavim, and we have to look at it in that light, then we'll understand why a person has to use these days, how much a person has to use these days, and not make light of it, and know what it means to use it, and know what it means a person can gain in these days, and know what it means a person can lose in these days. The Gemara says, Mesechtes Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, a machlekes, if when a person does tshuva 1 year Yom Kippur on Averis, and it comes again Yom Kippur, if he has to be mitzvada on those Averis that he did a year ago, or he doesn't have to be mitzvada on the Averis he did a year ago. Clear. Tovshin Samach Vov, a person did Rachmanu Litzlon and Aveira. Yom Kippur Tovshin Samach Zayin, he said Vidui, he did Tshuva. What is the Halacha Tovshin Samach Ches? Does he have to be Mitzvada or does he not have to be Mitzvada? Amachloikis in the Gemara, Amachloikis HaPoiskim, how we paskin. The Gemara says one man the Omar, Aveiris, that you are Mitzvada, you should not be Mitzvada again. Why? Because Kikelev Shov Al Kiyoi. It's like a caliph that goes back to what he spit out, he goes back and eats it. That's the Gemara's marshal. We'll soon understand that marshal. The Gemara says, but, if the person did the Aveda again, then he has to be Mitzvada. If the person did the Aveda again, meaning between Yom Kippur, Samach Zayin and Samach Ches, he does have to be Mitzvada again. In Sefer Marpeh Loshen, from Abrafol Hamburger, in Sefer Das Kiddushim from Abrafol Hamburger, he repeats it twice. Asks a Muyridiki Kash on this Gemara. What are we talking about? Did the person do the Aveira? What's that Shonaba? What does he have to be Mizvada?
On that he did the Aveda Tov Shin Samach Zayin, Pshita. The Gemara doesn't have to tell me that. Of course, if you did the Aveda after Yom Kippur, you have to be Mizvad on it. So what does the Gemara want? Vakrabafal Hamburger, Apachad Nifla. Apachad Nifla. Chaptatzita and Ashrek. So he says, you know what it means? You have to be Mizvad on the Aveda that you did the year before. Why do you have to be Mizvad? This Manda Omar holds you. You don't have to be Mizvad. So he says, because a chelik of vidui on an aveira is that I'm going taking upon myself kabbalah ala osit, shalei echteit, I will not do this aveira again. The Rambam says that when a person does tshuva, it has to be sheyoedu lav yedeya talumeis, shel yoshev lekisloi, that he won't do the chet again. The Rebbein Shlomo has to be made on him. The Krabbefal Hamburger, if you did it again, it's a raya, your tshuva wasn't a good tshuva, and you have to do tshuva on the Aveda that you did a year before. Pachat v'navot. If a person did again the Aveda, Tov Shin Samach Zayin, that he did Tov Shin Samach Hei, Tov Shin Samach Vav, even though he was Mizvada, he has to do tshuva again, and that's why he has to be Mizvada this Yom Kippur. The Sara Maskim Amishne Berura. One of the three people that gave us Koma on the Mishne Berura was the Bilske Rav. The Shari Tshuvis Shari Tzion, he writes on this piece of Shavakoy, on this piece of Rabbi Fall Hamburger, Shorer Lei Morei to say such a thing. Who could there be oimin on such a psak? Who doesn't Chas V'Shalom go back to an Aveira, Chas V'Shalom be Nichshel again? You're telling people that for the rest of their life, if they do again an Aveira, they did Tshuvan, that's going to go and be Mevatel the Tshuvan of Afreya. Who could be oimin on such a psak? That's what he writes in a drash al Shabbashuva, printed in Chuvish Shari Tzion, on this psak of Rabbi Fall Hamburger. We have to understand the Gemara. The kasha on the Gemara is a murdiki kasha. He asks a murdiki kasha on the Gemara. Secondly, we have to understand what does it mean, the Rambam, Shele Yoshev, Achiyodol of Yedeya Talumais, that he won't do the chait again. How do we understand this Rambam? To understand this Rambam, I will say over on the Sivis. In Emes Liyakov, in Biyuim on Agodes Hashas, that he says, Adovo Niflo, Pshat Rambam, and to understand this Nesivis, we have to be Magdim. What does it mean, the Mishnah, Aveira Gereres Aveira, Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah? How do we understand Aveira Gereres Aveira? How do we understand Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah? Chavalojana, Ruachayim, Ug, Mefoshe, Tadmeinim, explain the same Mahalach. When a person does a mitzvah, asher kitshonu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu. When a person does a mitzvah, the person becomes niskadesh. The person becomes toil from a mitzvah. If the person puts on tefillin in the morning, his guf changes. He changes into a different mitzvah. Ad kidei kach, that the Pnei Yeshua writes in Brachos Davov, Pnei Yeshua, that's kedai for every person to learn, because it'll refresh and renew his tefillin legen. That a person, when he puts on tefillin, becomes niskadish with a kedusha of a malach. As I state in Pnei Yeshua, not more, not less. A kedusha of a malach a person gets bishas he's wearing tefillin. It's a Pnei Yeshua that's kedai to learn through, because it'll change our opinion and our look, what we are bishas when we wear tefillin. And that leaves a kedusha on the person. And if the person becomes elevated from the tefillin, that's goyim, that he should do another mitzvah. That kedusha. That is karvus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ashekitshanu b'mitzvayis of vitzivanu. Vitzivanu is from Loshen Tzavsa, from Loshen Chibul. When we do a mitzvah, we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings us to do another mitzvah. Rachmana Litzlan. When we go to the other side of the coin, when we talk about doing things that Ribbono Shel Olam said not to do, when we talk about the other side, there's the opposite effect. When one does something, Rachmana Litzlan, that he shouldn't do, there has a Ruach HaTomah that comes on the person. The person becomes dovuk to a different side. He becomes dovuk to something else. And that Ruach HaTomah that takes around the person, that's Geirim, another Aveira. Aveira, Rachmana Litzlan, your Mishkal Abchira, it says in the Nesivos, your Mishkal Abchira has changed. Before you did the first Aveira, your Abchira was on an even keel. After the first Aveira, your Bechira is not on even keel anymore. Because you are Nimshech to a Ruach HaTomah that's pulling you to the other side. Dovo Pachat. Zokte Nesivis Haflava Fela. All that the Rambam means, it's a nuyre de kipshat and a nuyre de kichizuk. Ad she yod ol av yedeya talumais. What does the Rebbeinu have to say, Eidus? Of course it's possible that you'll do the chet again after Yom Kippur. But not because of the chet of last year. Knock off that aveira gereris aveira. That tumor that you have from the aveira, that's pulling you to the next aveira, that's what the tshuva has to do, that tumor has to be cleansed. That tumor has to come off on the person. And then when you do the aveira, it's not Yoshuv Lekisla. You're not doing the Aveira because you did it last year. You're doing the Aveira because Rachman al-Islam, we have a Yetzirah and we fell through again. That's not a steer to the tshuva of last year. Because at that point in time, I cleaned myself and I took away the connection to that Aveira. Could be we need a very strong tshuva for that. Could be we need a very strong tshuva. There's a Sefer Nifla, Sefer Adrushim it's called, from a Talmud of the Yeshiva Divra Amos. If we know what generation that is, that's the first or second generation, the second generation after the Baal Shem HaKadosh, and he brings a Maisa that he heard from the Yeshiva Divra Amos, that it was heard it from the Talmud of Baal Shem, a Musmach Dike Maisa, not a Mugzim Dike Maisa, a Maisa that's printed, it's the only place that this Maisa is printed. In Sefer Adrushim from a Talmud of Yeshiva Divra Amos, and Pachat from a Maisa. Baal Shem HaKadosh once left Motze Shabbos Kedish to go to a town, to a person that was sick, a person that he knew. In the middle of the way, the Baal Shem HaKadosh stopped and went back. And said he saw from Shemaim that this person is going to die, and there's nothing to go for anymore. Talmidim asked him, what happened? What was before? What happened? The Baal Shem HaKadosh said, Adav on Noyeva. This person was Nichshol in an Aveira with a Ketana. Was Nichshol in an Aveira with a Ketana. This Ketana was Niftel Motze Shabbos. She came up to Shemayim. In Shemayim, they had a theater. You were 11 years old, you were over in Aveira Chamura. They had a theater. She answered, or the Malach HaTov answered, the Halach is Pitu Ketana Oynes. She's Potter. But at that point and time, that Aveira was said in Shemayim, the Mekatreg on this Yid, that did the Aveira, even though he did Tshuva already, was able to talk again about that Aveira and be Mekatrik on that Yid. Because since he didn't do Tshuva in the complete Tshuva, he only, with his Tshuva, quieted the Mekatrik. But he didn't take away the whole Aveira, and that's why the Mekatrik was able to be awoken again. There's Dargis of Tshuva, it's called Tshuva's Hamishkol, bigger Dargis of Tshuva that could take away the Mekatrik completely. One can do tshuva and completely take away the mekatreg. But every tshuva quiets the mekatreg. The mekatreg can't talk. This mice we see, you could wake up the mekatreg sometimes. But at least the mekatreg can talk. You quiet down the koyach hatumah. That's the koyach of tshuva that a person has to do. Acheyod olav yedeya taluma shele yoshuv lekisloid from that aveira. That's the first nekuda that takes off the taina of Rabbi Fall Hamburger. The tshuva doesn't become bottle if he does the Aveira again. So how do we understand this Gemara? There's a Muir de Kishmus in Mishnah Rabbanan. Two times in Chelek Beis, one Erev Rosh Hashanah, and one Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Where is Mazbed demand the Omar, that a person that did Tshuva, person that did Vidui already, shouldn't be Mitzvada again. Rabbanan says, of course he's Mechuyiv to do Tshuva the rest of his life. Chatos Inegdi Summit. It doesn't say that once you did tshuva tavshin samach zayin, I don't have to do tshuva again tavshin samach ches on what I did tam samach vav, samach hei, samach dalet, samach gimel. Of course I have to do tshuva. Chatos inegdi summit. We're only talking about vidui. Rabban says, dvorim neigoim admiyet. And let us use again the same marshal of Gedele Israel. Let us imagine that we once nichshol, we saw a kolkeira from a gadol, and we didn't like what it said in the kolkeira. And we said a bitui. In our stupidity, we commented that they don't understand. They don't understand the gedolim, the problems of the generation. They give out an iser. We said something that wasn't right about the gedole Yisrael. And you want to do tshuva. You come to Eretz Yisrael and you want to knock on the door of one of the ziknei ador. And you want to tell him, you know, I was sitting in America and I was once reading a kol Torah and I said something wrong. With what busha will we say that to the God Lader? 5 times we will fall down and sink ourselves before we could talk such a dibur. Busha, how can I tell him, you know, that I spoke against you, I made chazik of you, I didn't like what you wrote? It's a busha nifla. So Rabbanan, do you imagine what kind of chutzpah it is to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam and tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Dibanu Deifi, Al Chet Shechetonu Lefanecha Bevlidas, Al Chet Shechetonu Lefanecha Beritzis Reglaim Lahara, Al Chet Shechetonu Lefanecha. You're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you walk into the Ribbono Shel Olam just telling him, you know, I did this against you, I did this against you, I threw stones against you, I did this against you. It's a busha nifla. You have to do it. It's a mitzvah deraisa. Torah said you have to do it with Zvadu. You must do it. But the second time there's no must. The first man, the Omer, says there's no chiv to do it a second time. So if there's no chiv to do it a second time, it's an avla to do it a second time. It's kekelev shaval kiyoy. How are you going to revenge on saying that you're doing it, that you did this, you did this? There's no chiv. So then you have to have busha. You can't say it out of your mouth again in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam that you did this avla to the Beir Olam and this avla to the Beir Olam and this avla to the Beir Olam. But if I have to be misvada again because I did it again, then I'm anyway being misvada. That takes away already the avla of the vidui. So since I have to do tshuva, I can be misvada again. That's the way we answer the kasha of Rabbi Fol Hamburger. Zokt Rabbi Aaron, half love of Ele. If we understand this so clearly, that the inyan of vidui is an inyan of chas v'sholem, of busha and bizoyin, and we are only reason we're allowed to be misvadu because it's a mitzvah, could you imagine the chutzpah zakrabaran of saying oshamnu bagadnu and not meaning it? Could you imagine of saying al chet zakrabaran and not meaning what you say? Just telling the Ribbono Shel Olam words and not meaning what you say and not having any busha b'shas maisa and not having any achno b'shas maisa. How much that is a chutzpah and how much that is not right? That's what Rabban ends off that nekuda. Noyadik nekuda of how a person has to be mitzvada. He has to realize that really I shouldn't be able to say it. I'm talking to the Beir Olam, I'm talking to Melech Malchem Melachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can I say such diburim? How can I utter such diburim in front of him? Have to. It's a chiyuv, Mesiris Nefesh. The Beir Olam told me the bizvadu, so I have to do bizvadu. But it has to be done with the busha and the achna. And remember that marshal of going into a godly Israel and telling him, I threw stones at you. I wrote, spoke against you. I wrote a pashkevil against you. Imagine that busha that you would have to do. How many times your stomach would turn before you walk into there? That's how we have to turn our stomachs before we say, Al chet shechatanu lefanecha, in front of you. We're talking neichach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how a person goes to vidui. With that kind of pachat, with that kind of busha, with that kind of achna, then the vidui is a mitzvah. Then the vidui is a skabel for the Beir HaElam. I heard from the Rav Shlita a rayon nifla that I want to build on this rayon. Said over Das Tfunis. He put a posik to the Das Tfunis. Posik says in Parshas Hazinu, Kele Muna Vein Ovel, we have to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a mitzvah, to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Kele Muna Vein Ovel, that he said this Adas. A person can't be Chas V'Sholem think that the Ribbono Shel Olam was Ma'avel. And explained with a Das Tfunis, that a person has to be Mamen and Tchiyas HaMeisim. Why does a person have to be Mamen and Tchiyas HaMeisim? Because if not, there's an Ovel to the Guf. The Guf did mitzvahs. 70, 80 years, the Guf put on tefillin. The Guf ran to do a mitzvah. The Guf gave tzedakah with his hand. Did mitzvahs, the Guf with tzitzis. Everything the Guf did. The Guf needs to have a peroyan schar. So it has to be that the Guf will be Oymet al Tchiyas HaMeisim for schar. That's Tamtzis Dvorim, everybody probably knows it. I don't have to be Chayzernet Barichus. I want to take out from it two or three limudim. I want to take out a very important limud. I said it over, learning Mesil Sishonim B'Smedrish, and he got up and said, the Guf has Schar, the Guf eats every day, the Guf sleeps every day, the Guf enjoys this world. What do you mean the Guf doesn't have Schar? It's exactly the point that I want to bring out. That from this Mesil Sisharim, from this Das Tfunois, one has to realize that that is not Schar. Because if that's Schar, then why do you need Chis HaMesim? The Guf had Schar. The Guf got Schar in this world. The Guf got Schar. The Guf ate, the Guf drank, the Guf did a lot of things. So what is the reason that the goof has to get up to Tchis HaMeisim, to get Tzchar? The Teretz is, we are different than the rest of the world. The Ktseis HaChoshen, the Shoyla Meshiv, the Divrei Shol Ala Teire, brings from the Ktseis HaChoshen a double pele. By a goy, kibit ava aim is a mitzvah sichli. Why? Because he has to have a karas atayv. His parents brought him to this world, to enjoy this world. Because a goy was created to enjoy this world. So it's a mitzvah sichli. A yid is toiv loisha loy nivra misha nivra. A yid is toiv loisha loy nivra misha nivra. Kibit ava aim by a yid is a chayk of the Ribbono shel Olam. HaKoros HaTov, it's a lot better to stay up there. It's a lot better for my neshama not to come onto this world. The Rebbeinu Shem created me. Tov l'shel nivra m'shel nivra. But HaKoros HaTov, the aim of the Ktseis, and says Be'emes and Maral, the same exact thing, is a chuk by Yid, not a mitzvah sichli. Yid didn't come to this world for the enjoyment of this world. The enjoyment of this world was made for the peasants of the world, for the Umas HaOlam of this world. Enjoyment, Tainuk Gashmi, wasn't made for us. We were made for a tiny ruchni, for us to sanik al Hashem. Not our neshama. Our goof has to have tiny ruchni. Our goof has to have tiny ruchni. And that is why we need Tchiyas HaMeisim. Because the goof has to be zeichet to a tiny ruchni. That's the ashkofa we have to remember and learn from this word. We have to learn from this word and learn the ashkofa. And learn the ashkofa of what derech hachaim we have to have a tshuka for. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, what does tshuva mean? Who's called a Baal tshuva? Who's called a Baal tshuva? My Malamed, Ne Yisrael, Abaron is Marech on it. Tshuva is called putting yourself on the right road. Doesn't mean that you have to get till the end, but you have to be on the right road. You have to know that you're on the road to tshuva. You're on the way to tshuva. You know what your she'ifas are. You know where you're looking to, what you're looking to attain. You know where you're looking to end up. Our sheifas have to be right. We have to know what a yid is. We have to know what a yid has to attain. We have to know what a yid has to reach. Till where we have to reach. That's where we have to reach. We have to reach to know that tainug means tainug ruchni. Tainug means tainug ruchni. That's what tainug means. And the gufke bizoichat the tainug ruchni too. And that's what tainug means. But I think there's something else much more important to learn. Much more important to learn. I learned from this word that I heard from the Rav Adova Nisla. We all, including myself, have a terrible tendency that we take our Derech HaChaim, whatever it is, and rationalize. We rationalize. What do we rationalize? That the way the street is, the way today's generation is, the things that I do are not at fault. Everybody rationalizes that. Everybody suffers from that rationalization. Everybody knows that what our great grandparents saw in 70 years living in the towns that they lived in, they didn't see in 70 years what we see in one time that we go to work in a day. It's clear. 70 years on the life, their life that they lived in this world, they didn't see what we see in a day. A person could rationalize, what do you want from me? I fall through a chatoim. I'm not shuldik. I'm not at fault. That's the world today. I get pulled. All the trials and temptations that I go through, I rationalize. And we rationalize to such a degree that sometimes we feel we don't even have to do tshuva. I'm not at fault. I'm finished. I can't change myself. The nisyonos are so big. The nisyonos are so hard. Let's hear a lashon from the Sifri. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim is ismatic. In Perik Tezvov in Shara Tvuna, Keil Emuna Vein Ovel, Shaloi Boro Bene Odom Liois Rishoyim Elo Liois Tzadikim. Dr. Chofetz Chaim, why? Di Lavoch Yesh Chasusholom Ovel Becheiko Yisborach. Chen Oimel, Shaosel Skim Yosha Vehema Bikshu Cheshbein Yisrabim. There's no greater Ovel to the Rebbeinu Shalom to tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, you created me in a world that I can't keep your mitzvahs. Because the Rebbeinu Shem was mechayev every single person in Tayag mitzvahs. From the day he's bar mitzvah, and from the day a girl is bas mitzvah, she's mechayev in every single mitzvah of Tayag. And sheish mitzvahs tmidius. Sheish mitzvahs tmidius. six mitzvahs which the Bi'alocha brings on the first page in Bi'alocha, and the second Bi'alocha, the third second Bi'alocha brings Barichus. Bi'alocha goes from the first side to the second side. Sheish mitzvahs that a person has to do tmidiyos, constantly. That's from the day of the Bar Mitzvah. I don't even want to say over the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos. Could let a person learn them himself and see how far we are from being mekayim the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos. We are very far from being mekayim the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos. Very, very far from being mekayim the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos. But we rationalize. We're living in a hard world. That rationalization is saying on the Ribbono Shel Olam and not believing the Kelei Emunah Ve'Ein Ovel. And if we understood that one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is Tchias HaMeisim, not because Tchias HaMeisim is an Ikr, because you have to have a Emunah of Kelei Emunah Ve'Ein Ovel, so then you have to have one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is to believe that you have the ability to be 100% an Erlich Yid, and you can overcome every single Nisayim that there is in the street. Because if not, you're saying on the Ribbono Shel Olam Chas V'Shalom that there's Ovel. The Heiliges Tzemach says in a place, a Meir D'Kemoshel. A Meir D'Kemoshel, I say this over every, to all Bochrim. It's a Moshel, that's a mitzvah lefarsim. But we'll use it in our language. The President of the United States would send soldiers to Iraq without ammunition. What would we call them? What would we call them? I don't know what name, but there's probably names out there to call such a person. The Heilige Bashefer is Avinu of Rachman. He's the biggest Rachman that there is in the world. We don't have Musik on the Rachmanis of the Beir Olam. He's our of Bonim Atem L'Shem Elekeichem. Can you accuse the Beir Olam that he sent you Neshama down to this world without ammunition? He sent you into a war. Into a very big war, into a war of terrorism. They terrorize us with the technology. They terrorize us with all the tumas of the world, with all the schmutz of the world. But we have the ammunition. We have the ability. Because if not, you're saying on the Beir Olam, he sent your neshama into a mechama without ammunition. How could you be chishid the Beir Olam for such a thing? Keil emunah ve'en ovel is an ikir in the Yud Gimel ikirim. We have to remember that the Beir Olam is Keil Emunah Ve'Ein Ovel, and he gave us the ability to overcome everything. What is that ability? What is that ability? Practical. Practical. So there is an ability, but I can't. I can't. I don't know how you do it. Let us learn a piece of Nefesh HaChaim. A piece of Nefesh HaChaim, which I would be Matziah, that every person should make a copy and look at it a few times a day. Shar Dalet Perek Lamed Aleph, the end of Perek Lamed Aleph. A Mishnah Perek Ovis. Mishnah Perek Ovis Perek Atayra, the sixth Perek there. Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim V'Lozhin, calls it Perek Atayra. Haloi Meteir L'Shma Zeicha L'Dvarim Ha'avei. Rav Meir, Haloi Meteir L'Shma Zeicha L'Dvarim Ha'avei. One of the things is, Nase Kemayon Amizgaber V'Hoylech. He becomes like a spring that strengthens itself and it goes. What does this Mishnah mean? Look, the Nefesh HaChaim. You have a spring, you have a well, that the water comes out with force from the earth, and it springs out good water. But one day, somebody came and kicked in dirt, and stones, and covered it. And the well got dirty, it's dirty water, doesn't run good because there's stones blocking it. But the mind is mezgaber. The mind strengthens itself against the dirt, and it pushes out the dirt, it pushes out the stones, and it comes back pure water. That's what it means, the moshul of mine, amizgaber v'hoylech. That's taich in the Mishnah. Zog the Nefesh HaChaim. I'm not being megazim, a word of the Nefesh HaChaim. Maybe I'll say it over a little bit stronger so we should understand it. But it says Nefesh HaChaim every single word. A person can have chatoim atzumim. I don't even know how to say the words achatoim atzumim. Chatoim atzumim doesn't mean a chet godel that says in Mishnah in Mechaba of talking in the middle of the Chavarat Hashatz, it's taka chet godel, but that's not what he's talking about, chatoim atzumim. He's talking about chatoim atzumim, avidizore, gilarai, shvichez domem, chatoim atzumim! Molei refesh vitit. The person is full, from his head till his feet. Molei refesh vitit. We know such people. They fill themselves up with the refesh and tit of schmutz of the street. Molei refesh vitit. Chatoim atzumim. So the Nefesh HaChaim, it's not a problem. You learn Torah, it's mayan amizgaber v'hoylech.
It'll be mizgaber, and it'll be hoylech, and it'll take out the refesh, it'll take out the tit, it will take out all the chatoim matzumim, you will become clean. Because Torah HaKdosh is a mind of mizgaber v'hoylech. Nuri the kidibuim from nefesh ha'chaim. But I chap a spiral from a different piece of nefesh ha'chaim. Every person chaps a spiral from a different piece of nefesh ha'chaim. I want to be Magda Mamaisa. The Heilige Rebbe the Beis Yisrael called in a younger man. Today is the Tolna Rebbe in Yishalayim. And he showed him a Gemara. A Gemara. He asked him, what do you see in this Gemara? And the Imam, he was a Bacharel, said, the godless of Omei Yesh Meraba. He told him a very sharp philosophy. He told him, you don't know how to learn a Gemara. In this Gemara it says that a person who has a Shemetz of Avodah Zarah could answer Omei Yesh Meraba b'chol keichai. That's what it says in this Gemara. This Gemara it says we're talking about a person that has a Shemetz of Avodah Zarah, and he can answer Omei Yesh Meraba b'chol keichai b'chol kavanasei, like Rashi says. Thus state in the Gemara. You know what it says in Nefesh HaChaim? Nefesh HaChaim state dvom ne'ram admiyot. You could be molei chatoim atzumim, nefesh v'tit, and you can learn Torah l'shma. Because the Mishnah is talking about Torah l'shma. Haloim Torah l'shma is asking my name is Gavah v'hoylech. We're talking about this Bala Aveira, this Nidriga Bala Aveira, and we're telling him, you know what your Yeshua is? Ha'ashiveinu avinu l'seira secha. And then it'll be Vachdireinu v'shuva shleima l'fanecha. There's that Nefesh HaChaim pshat in the bracha. That's how you do tshuva shleima. That's how you do tshuva me'ava. How do you get to tshuva? Ha'ashiveinu avinu l'seira secha. What? What Teira? Teira l'shma. And I'm telling you, the Baal Chaitis of the Nefesh HaChaim, learn Teira l'shma. Because Katsu Tzivani elekoi, the Eibish Tegeis, and learn Teira. The Heilige Yisrach Moshe said, you know what Teira l'shma means? You know what Teira l'shma means? You learn to hear for Allah, you had a geschmack in the Gemara, you close the Gemara. Because you finished learning already. And then you say, the Eibish Tegeis said to learn, you open up again, you learn another 5 minutes, that's Teira l'shma. Because why do you open the Gemara again? Because the Eibish Tegeis said that you have to learn. Thus says Teira l'shma. That is Machmashi gesagt. Stvar pshutim, if you think into it. Stvar pshutim, we all go through such matzavim. We gave up already, we learned already, it's genug. Nah, the rabbis just had to learn. I'll learn another few minutes. That's kashet zivani elikoi, that's teira lishma. And that could change a person. That has the ability to change a person from chatoim, ahatsumim, molei, refesh, vitit, till to become pure. Pure it can become, Megalon Leirot, Eteira, everything you'll have, all the minus of Teira Lishma, from Chatoim Atzumim, from Ali Refesh Atit, that will change you. So of course we have a tikva. Of course every person has a tikva. First every person has a way to get there. There's no person that doesn't have a way to get there. Of course we have a way to change. Of course we have a way to elevate ourselves. How? Through Limud HaTeira. Teira HaKdosha elevates a person. Teira HaKdosha cleans a person. Teira HaKdosha brings us. And that is why Yom Kippur is on the day of Nesinus HaTorah, because the Tara of Yom Kippur goes together with Nesinus HaTorah. Because there's no Tara of Yom Kippur without Nesinus HaTorah. The only way to have the Tara of Yom Kippur is with Teich HaTorah of the Shiveinu Avinu Seresecha, and with that will be Zoicha to Vachzireinu B'Shuv Shleim Alefanecha.